in the sticks, pros, rich, dance in the cardboard pants. And I guess this goes to show the library must have seen our soul.
Shall we say, it was not the very best. accepted for treatment at a hospital for the mentally sick. I was wild and introvert, wandering alone in the night. I would scream and rage, should someone disturb my IV? They put me in here alone in my silent privacy.
And they gave me shock treatment. When I woke, I was numb. I remember nothing.
Guarding my mind from your sight. Your evil eyes watch me, your evil hands touch me, they're cold. I can stand prison, but even my conscience you hold. Let me be.
grown. And oft times we sit and we whinge and we moan of how our sons and daughters are forced to leave home and bid farewell to Auld Erin. In their hundreds and thousands, in gangs and in droves, while they're packing their bags as they take to the road. In some far distant land, there's a life they are owed, for you know they won't get it in Erin. Well, it's not a long journey. In the space of one day, you can find yourself somewhere that's far, far away, where the sun often shines and it seldom is grey, in direct opposition to Erin. You can then find a place not much rent for to give, large, big and comfy, not a bad place to live. Not a dank one-roomed hovel for 1,000 quid, like the ones that they'll rent you in Erin. Now you may talk like a peasant, you may talk like a snob, but when they hear you're broke, sure they'll throw you a job. You are Gaelic, exotic, and you'll make their hearts throb, for you come from the land of Auld Erin. Your people were warriors, your people were Gaels. You withstood the empire, which are old ancient ways. You survived the famine, you've seen some dark days. Let's drink to the health of Auld Erin. Now life can be easy, life can be a sport, set up in the new world with the golden passport. Free drink and kudos, your eternal reward, but your heart sinks when you think upon Erin. For you miss all the slaggins, and for Jesus' sake, all the hot bowls of cuddle that your ma used to make, and the misdirected respect you find hard to take, for you're only ashamed of Auld Erin. Where the people are weak and the people are spent, from running in circles till their legs they are bent, lamenting the price of the petrol and the rent. Oh, we're slow to learn in Auld Erin. And the green rag that's tied round our ears and our eyes, well, it stops us from telling the truth from the lies. For competitional patience, we'd win the first prize, for we're too easy going in Erin. Where fools and madmen, they do as they please, the pennies in our hands, they laugh as they seize. Give away all that's ours to flash companies, as we beg for the scraps in Auld Erin. We uphold the cult of the canny keeled whore who steals from the mouths of the weak and the poor. These charlatans and knaves, tree card trick men and bores, well, they're running the show in Alderaan. With their cheap talk they fooled us. We were sold, we were had. They took us by the hand and they led us to bed. Bent us right over, punched us in the head, and they took us right up the Alderaan. We awake in the mornings with heads that are sore. In the Doyle sit the pimps, we are the whores. We cannot lie back and take this anymore. Things must come to a head in Alderaan. So if you're in Australia or America and they drink to Alderaan, well, what can you say? That your people aren't warriors, nor are they saints, but we should uphold our high reputation. For it's not too late to fight back at these tyrants, eject, take back what's ours from these primates erect. Our purpose, our lives, and their own self-respect. Then we'd have something to be proud of in Alderaan.